while UN inspectors carry out their work in Iraq. American military personnel are holding war game exercises in the desert of northern Kuwait. The U.S. Army 2nd Brigade Combat Team is taking part. NPR's Eric Westervelt is traveling with the 2nd Brigade Battalion, some 30 miles from Kuwait's border with Iraq.
The military objective is for the brigade of some 3,000 soldiers to drive the enemy from an imagined airfield in the desert, codenamed Arizona. But soldiers here say these elaborate desert exercises are prepping them for the possibility of the real thing.
All this training that we're doing prepares us for that. Maneuvering, getting used to maneuvering as a task force, as a brigade in this environment.
The last time Robert Hay was in the Kuwaiti desert, he was a recently married 22-year-old tank commander. His wife was pregnant and Saddam Hussein had invaded Kuwait. Now, 11 years later, the sergeant first class is back in the desert, all but sure he'll be ordered to head the few dozen miles north over the Iraqi border.
If I'm a betting man, I'd lay odds on it. We're going to go north. And that's not off anything that I know. It's just my interpretation of what I hear on the news. And I think the world's ready for Saddam to leave. And I think there's only one way it's going to happen.
Nearby, Sergeant Hayes' colleague, Lieutenant Doug Baker, isn't quite ready to bet.
Everybody's, I'd say, apprehensive. I mean, you know, combat really isn't a fun thing, as you can ask the veterans who have been through it. But we're ready.
Soldiers from the 1st Battalion's engineering unit quickly set up the Tactical Operations Center. The week's exercises will be run from these canvas tents attached to four armored vehicles. Inside a green canvas briefing tent, 1st Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Eric Schwartz points to the detailed maps charting the week's moves, which tank and armored vehicle companies will go where, when. While the exercise is fictitious, there will be very real obstacles, including big sand walls and barbed wire fences.
We're going to have to get set into position road one. We're going to have to identify the enemy, and we're going to have to kill him before 315 moves south of phase line here. Setting the conditions for the enemy, for us, for the success of 315 at this point, is identifying and killing the enemy in Arizona.
The battalion, which calls itself the Desert Rogues, includes new recruits and battle veterans of the Gulf War. Riding in his Humvee, Major Michael Donovan recalls when he first faced the Iraqis in 1991. Now the 1st Battalion's operations officer, Donovan back then led a tank company that helped devastate Iraq's Medina Brigade in a surprise attack. That was during the left hook maneuver the U.S. orchestrated to take out Iraqi troops protecting retreating Republican guards.
I think their biggest downfall was they had like no intelligence on us. When we made contact with them, they just never knew what was coming. They didn't know what direction. And then we assaulted their positions. There was a burning tank. As you drove by it, there was a big pot of food on the back. They were boiling. They were eating chow. And it was still cooking. They didn't even have time to turn the stove on.
Now, Major Donovan says, the U.S. is facing a possible attack on an Iraqi force he believes is far weaker.
They're at reduced strength. They don't have the parts to repair this stuff. They have to make a lot of their own parts. I mean, it's kind of like the Wehrmacht at the end of World War II. They were reconstituting units, but only at 50% strength or less. You know, so it exists on paper, but it's not a division anymore. It's pieces of it.
An Abrams M1 tank turns sharply in the sand. The soldier driving the 70-ton state-of-the-art war machine is a 34-year-old Private Andrew Burke. Just 9 months ago, Burke held a steady welding job in North Carolina. Burke says he enlisted in the Army soon after September 11th because he wanted to fight terrorism.
I realized that it was probably the worst thing that happened to the country since Pearl Harbor. I know that a lot of people volunteered for the military after Pearl Harbor, and this is a different sort of war, but nonetheless, it's a war, and we need all the help that we can get. And so I felt that my country needed me, and I needed to do the right thing, and I feel that I have done the right thing.
The live fire part of the exercise starts later in the week. For now, commanders are studying the terrain, mapping the exercise, and going over strategy down the chain of command. Temperatures dip into the mid-30s at night as wind and occasional rain hit the soldiers sleeping on their tanks or Humvee roofs. One soldier warmed his hands in the turbine engine exhaust blast of an idling Abrams tank. You gotta treat this like a big long camping trip, he said of the field exercises. Except, he added, you can't go home when you want to. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, with the 1st Battalion of the Army 64th Armored Regiment, Northern Kuwait.